Welcome to Paint Ed. Hey, I'm Chris Schenk, the education guy at the Painting Contractors Association, providing painting contractors with the training and connections they need to grow their business. To find out more, visit pdca.org. Danny Kerr is back with us from Breakthrough Academy to talk about how to increase staff productivity in the summer. I know, as busy as painting contractors are, that would be a feat, wouldn't it? But don't think for a minute that Danny isn't coming prepared with systems to help your systems get systematized. And when it comes to engaging your employees and getting their personal goals aligned with your company goals, I've never seen a better start-to-finish process map. Your process needs a process. Don't miss the full webinar and video on this topic presented by Breakthrough Academy. Visit pdca.org. Hey, Danny, welcome to Paint Ed.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Absolutely. Again, it's nice to have you back. You've been involved in PDCA education. You've presented at Expo. You presented for a webinar. You did a podcast with us and got some pretty good reactions, right?
We did. Yeah, it's good. You guys have embraced us with both arms, and your members have been amazing to work with. We've got some pretty good people we're working with now, actually, as a result of some of those events. So nice. It's been neat to see.
Nice. I know you guys have a really intelligent business, just an intelligent business with intelligent people all around. And your business model is very interesting, and you help people kind of develop their businesses. It's kind of the way you guys develop yours. It's very smart processes, and man, you got templates for everything. I was just amazed and slightly overwhelmed, but you guys pace it out really well. I wouldn't say people get overwhelmed seeing your stuff, because you really do say, hey, this is where you start. This is where you're at. This is how you understand where you're at. This is what you need next. I mean, isn't that kind of the way you guys operate?
Totally. I mean, we provide essentially a model for people to professionally run and organize their company around. And I think just like a painter comes in and paints a house, which I did for many years. I painted houses for many, many years myself. I was the professional, and the client had to kind of follow my guide on how to do things effectively. We did the same thing for painting businesses and help them run their businesses more effectively. So
we are really excited to have you on a webinar. And I know you guys will be talking about increasing staff productivity through summer production. So we're excited to hear more from you on that topic. I know that, man, I'm hearing from our contractors that everybody is super busy. So it's important not to get just buried and mired in that busyness so that you can work on your business. And so tell me a little bit about what you're going to be discussing to help people with that whole thing.
Sure. I mean, one thing I remember, especially for those of you who run painting businesses that are more seasonal, is when July, especially when August hits, it's when the sun's the hottest. It's when your people have been working the hardest for the longest amount of time, and there's been very little breaks or a reprieve of just like a time to chill, and productivity starts to drop. People start to quit, go on their little summer vacations. Productivity for those who are working starts to slow, and you're there sitting there looking at, you know, the end of the year, realizing this is also sometimes your most, you know, profitable time of year, where you can make the most amount of money and there's most jobs coming your way. And so if you could just get enough people and the people you do have working effectively, you could have a good end of year summer. And so it's a very important time of year that often can sometimes be the hardest to push through, especially with your team.
Exactly. Well, how do you push people without them getting overwhelmed? It's already super busy. Then you're stressed because you're losing people. How do you keep people engaged?
Totally. So a lot of what we're going to talk about in this webinar is going to be based around the idea of goals and having a goal setting orientation with you and your staff. I think that if it's just a, hey, I work every hour for money and you pay me and I move on, that's one thing. But when you really say in the line with it, say a painter or a project manager or somebody on your team saying, what can we achieve together by the end of this year? You know, you want to buy this vehicle, or you want to get this home or this down payment for your family, or when there's a goal for them personally that they're trying to achieve, it'll help them, motivate them both, just, you know, so that to help you run your business better and help you achieve some goals, but help them actually achieve their own personal goals by getting them to make the money they need through your company. And how do you set goals with your staff to do that? That's what we're going to be talking about.
And then how do you motivate people on a personal level? Do you want to, I mean, are you tying them into the company goals? Is that something that's, you know, does it start when you're busy? I'm guessing it starts way before.
Ultimately, the best way to do it is to set expectations early on. But even if we're in midway through the summer right now, it's July, and you're trying to think through what can I do in August to really motivate everybody, taking the time to sit down with your staff one-on-one and understand, you know, what's going well with them, what's not going well, what are their goals for the next maybe say 6 months to a year, and how has this business been helping them get there, and maybe what are some things that they're being held back in, will help a ton. I know I used to sit down with each one of my painters one-on-one and say, what are your financial goals for the year? What are your personal goals for the year? And what are some things we could do together to help you achieve those?
Would you ask them what their financial goals are?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
And is that related mostly to pay rate, or are you talking about personal financial goals?
You know, it's interesting. So some painters are, you know, very motivated by money. Some aren't. But all of them at the end of the day want to move forward in life a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. So I've got some painters that they say to me, Danny, like, I need to save money for school, or I need to save money to put this down payment on this house. So I'm like, great. So if you work this many hours at this much of a rate, and if you know, we had them on piece rate, so it was even easier. If we could work out, you know, how many piece rated hours they need to produce and work on their productivity, we could really start to work out a math formula where I say, great, the next month and a half, 2 months, here's how you save $1,000 a month. Let's work on that together and help you bank that money. Hmm. Other people, it's more personal or professional development. And they say, you know, Danny, I love what I'm doing, but I'm just a painter and I want to grow over time and I want to manage people. I want to take on more responsibility. Could you help me with that? I'm like, great. So let's sit down and go through what it would look like to be, say, a project manager over the next 2 years. And let's slowly every week or every 2 weeks work together on one little thing that we can do to increase your ability to lead the team a bit by, and get you to that level over time.
Hmm. Nice. I love that. That's a very kind of intensive approach to keeping your employees engaged. How does somebody set up something like that? Where do you go about starting something like that?
Yeah, so for a lot of people, it starts with a sit down and expectations meeting with a, you know, a staff. So I, you know, best place to do it is when you're hiring them. Obviously, some of them are going to be already hired, but to sit down with a proper employment agreement and create clarity and direction, saying, you know, here are the deliverables that you need to deliver on for the year. Here are the things that we expect of you to be able to achieve that. And in order for you to achieve that, here's all the list of things you're going to do every single day. And in that, there's, you know, an agreement between you and that employee. So it's not just an employment agreement saying, here's the stuff you have to go do. It's here's how we're going to help you hit your goals by the end of the year.
So the employment agreement, is that really truly like you guys are talking about goals and agreeing on goals together and you're getting their buy-in? I mean, like kind of you're really wanting their buy-in for that? I mean,
yeah,
I love it. I love it. I just don't know. I don't know how many people actually do that.
Not many people. Not very many people. We used to do it a lot. And, you know, I would go and I would present my goals to them, but I was open to, you know, interpretation. So if there's a few things on their employment agreement that they might want changed, maybe a few expectations that I have of them that they felt was a little unrealistic or numbers that they weren't quite sure how they were going to hit. It was a combination of discussing each area and making sure they were clear on what it was and how we were going to work together for them to achieve that. And potentially maybe changing a few things that maybe was a little unfair or overbearing for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, to this day, I still do this. I've got, you know, Benji, who might be actually on our podcast webinar tomorrow. He, you know, had a goal that we set for this year that he felt a little bit was a little too high for his skill and where he was at in his ability. And we talked about it for about an hour, went back and forth and agreed on a lower number. But just because it made sense for him and made sense for his development, I was totally open to it. So I wasn't trying to be a dictator. I was trying to more run it as we're a team and let's achieve this together.
And then how often do you revisit that?
Ideally annually. So you want to do an annual review every single year. And basically what you would do is you would kind of have almost like a checklist of all the things that are expected of them based on their employment agreement and go through them piece by piece, have them self-evaluate themselves. And then basically you'll do your own evaluation and then you'll basically come together with the same checklist and compare notes and see where you're similar and where you're different and then talk about those things and then talk about what you can do next year to improve on some of the things they need to improve on.
So it's kind of a neat twist on employee evaluation where you're saying, hey, we're getting their buy-in. We're helping them appreciate that they can take responsibility and take ownership of their own goals and achievements. I love that.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Talk about engaging people. That's really neat.
Yeah, if you think about it, like people work for you probably more than they see their families, right?
Right.
At the end of the day, 40 hours a week, if not more, painting on job sites or being a project manager or doing a sales management job is often more time than they often see their kids. And so the best thing you could do as an employer is look at that and say, what can I actually do to help you further yourself in your life if we're going to spend this much time together over the next couple of years?
Nice. Yeah, I know when Steve Skodak came in as our executive director here at PDCA, he reminded everybody, he said, hey, look, we're going to do the best we can all together and move this thing forward. And we're going to be spending more time with each other than we do with our families. And that really struck me as, wow, that I've never heard it phrased just like that. Truly, we do spend more time with each other than we do our families. And so we have to operate like that with working together for common goals and stuff. Okay, so I love that whole idea. And you're kind of revisiting this throughout with individuals. And then as a team, as a company, how are you revisiting those goals as a company?
Yeah. So once we've established them for the year or for the month or whatever the timeline is that you're going to be, you know, trying to set a goal with a team member, an employee, We usually do weekly reviews. So with a management team, say like my project managers and my sales staff, we'll do weekly reviews on goals versus actuals. So we'll break it right down to here's where you're at for the say a salesperson. Here's how many leads you need to get per week, how many estimates you need to do per week, and how many sales you need to have per week. Based on where you're at over the last 4 weeks, here's where we're behind, here's where we're a little ahead, here's what we need to do to work on your skill to get to this year-end goal. So sometimes it's, hey, we need more leads. Sometimes it's, hey, we need to have a better closing ratio. You're doing a lot of quotes, but you're not closing enough. Or, hey, we're closing enough, but your average job size isn't high enough, and we need to get leads that are of higher average job sizes. We need to go in different areas of the city. So you can strategize with them every single week, almost like a coach, instead of being their boss, and slowly coach them to their year-end goals.
Okay. Now, there's a couple thoughts that are crowding my head right now. One is things are so busy in summer production. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the point here is increasing staff productivity. So part of, I guess, your point is to really do that, you got to start way before. But what if they're listening to this in the middle of, the hot summer and things are busy, or they're losing people and they're getting busy and busier? What now? What are they supposed to do now?
Sure. Here's some quick wins. So two things. One, if you're losing people and you need more people, start off by having a team meeting. And basically, whether it's a barbecue or whatever it is, make it a very non-threatening environment and have a little bit of a place to talk about two things. One is the company goals, and the other thing is that you're going to sit down with them one-on-one with their goals. And so I would just announce it, just saying, hey, guys, our company, we need XYZ people. We need like 2 or 3 hires in the next month or so to kind of stay ahead of production. Also, productivity-wise, we'd love to help each one of you do better in your job and help you guys hit your goals. We're going to set up some one-on-one meetings for that and just, have some fun that day and bring you some energy, but let them know we're going to make some changes here. From there, I would sit down with them each one-on-one, and it is tough to do in the busy time of year, but I would say if you have, say, 10 staff, spend one full day doing, say, 1 hour per staff member, and it'll be a long day or maybe 2 full days doing, of an hour per staff member. And I would do a networking exercise with them first. So maybe the first 20 minutes or so is sitting down and finding out who they think they know in their industry that could be a good potential painter for the company. The best way I find doing this is sitting down with Facebook and actually together messaging people or having them message people in their Facebook group, seeing if they know anybody that would be a good fit. So actually networking your own staff. The second part of the meeting can be more based on their performance and what they need to do. And that's a lot more based on what we talked about earlier, where you're saying, hey, look, we've got 1 month or 2 months here where we're really pushing hard. What do you want to achieve by the end of the summer? And aligning with them on like a little mini goal. And maybe you're not checking in every single week, but at least setting up the goal for the month or for the quarter for them.
What I love is I could poke you and you'll bleed like all this business information and this business strategy. And it just comes like, I mean, it comes so fast. I love it. And that's proof too. When we talk about, there's more information on webinars and that these podcasts are really just like tip of the icebergs, and we have fun on them stuff and try to get conversational, but there's really so much. You just were a fire hydrant of awesome information, which I love. And I think people love it too. It's the Harvard Business Review. Like they do IdeaCast, and it's really that style of information. Like just give it to us as fast as you can. We'll sort it out the best we can. If we want more, we'll get to the webinar. And I also say this too, when people are trying to put this to practice, you're going to have to give us information on how to get a hold of you so all the angry people can find out how to talk to you guys about what's working or not working or how to get more information. I know you offer free resources, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And
I think some of that's coming through. Yeah. A lot of what we have here, we can actually, there's a lot of templates and little how-tos that people can follow through for free just to start to use some of this stuff. And yeah, that'll be a part of the webinar and even part of today. We can give people access to start to download that stuff.
Okay. So. I'll tell you what, I'm going to ask for your information in just a second, but what is, just to cap it for the podcast before we get to the webinar and people can check out the video and stuff there later, but what would you send people away with right now as far as like a principle and idea?
People are your biggest asset. And if you're so busy running around just putting out fires, trying to deal with customer problems, picking up paint, dealing with day-to-day issues, and you're not spending enough time with your people, that could be a massive issue over time. And I think you were saying earlier, it's the busy time of year. What should they do given the fact that they're so busy? Is you really should start to spend more time with your people. Because you can impact one brush by painting the wall yourself, or you can impact 10 brushes by inspiring 10 people. And I spend a lot of my time, especially during the busy times of year, working as a leader to lead my team versus working as a doer to do a bunch of stuff for my team.
So I like that. That's the painting version of catch a fish versus teach to fish. It's the impact of brush.
It.
Love it. Okay, so where do people go for information? How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so there's basically an onboarding template, so how to onboard staff, a team training program example, so just how to run a bit of a team training program over time, a performance review template, so if you want to do performance reviews, we're going to give one of those out, and just a general organizational structure example. Sometimes people don't know quite what job descriptions everyone should have in their organization, and it'll kind of give you a little bit of a template to see what that could look like and how to set goals for everyone in their company. So if they want to check out some stuff on the topic we just talked about, they can go to btacademy.com. So BT and then ACADEMY.com. And if you go /request form, you'll get to a little landing page where you can actually fill out your info and get all the download templates on what we just talked about today. You do need to put in a code. It's PDCA0725. So that stands for July 25th. So PDCA0725. And I think we'll put in the show notes, I think you said as well, Chris, yep. So people can click on it from there.
Well, check the show notes, rewind this, rewinds. Oh my goodness. I just totally betrayed my age. Don't rewind. They might have to skip back. But anyway, so thanks so much, Danny. You're always a wealth of information. I love the smart way you guys do things over there. So thanks for being on Paint Ed.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Chris.
Paint Ed podcasts are a product of the Painting Contractors Association. To find out more about upcoming education opportunities or for more information about joining PDCA and getting access to advanced resources for your business, visit pdca.org. We'll see you next time. Rewind this.